WCLU News Director Wes Royce joined with State Representative Steve Riley. Steve, the legislative session is coming to an end, and I know you were able to obtain some things specifically for us here in Barron County. First, I want to touch on the money you were able to find for us, TJ Health Pavilion. Explain that a little bit for us, Steve.
So TJ wants to complete the third floor of the pavilion. They're going to complete that for resident doctors. They're coming to U of L and also for OBGYN. And they were able to get a grant from the federal government, and that grant was contingent on getting state money, too. So we have given $2 million from the state for that project, along with $2 million that Representative Guthrie got from the federal government. And then TJ's putting, I think, $2.5 million in their own for the $6.5 million project. And I think that will improve health care services in Barron County to a great extent. So that's one thing that we worked on and tried to make sure we're sure that we got final passes on that last night.
Building on that, too, we've heard from Barron Fiscal Court there's going to be a whole lot of road work going on in Barron County, and a lot of that road work was for money you were able to get for us for roads. You want to talk about how much you got for that?
Yeah, we got money for state roads, I think around $27 million in that neighborhood for state roads, and then we got several million also for county roads. So we've got several projects for that. One of the state projects is the widening of 90 from Cave City to Glasgow. Obviously, that's one of the two main ways off I-65 into Glasgow. We got some work that's going to be done on the parkway, which is now going to be called an expressway, and that's all part of our project, the eventual I-66 that will come through here. That's part of that whole program. There's going to be a widening of 1297 about where Red Cross School is to near the outer loop. There's two or three other projects gotten done and are going to have done in the next 3 or 4 years, or at least get started that time period. So I think we came out pretty good on the road plan and trying to do things to make Glasgow more a better place to live for its citizens and more attractive for industries. Other groups are looking to come in and help provide jobs for our citizens.